Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and I am thrilled to be here. It's been quite an interesting week with the eclipse and the full moon this last weekend with Independence Day. It has been one that I have seen and gotten a taste of what's coming up and the instant manifestation. It was amazing last week. At the last minute, I decided to go see a friend in Palm Springs, and I had this feeling I needed to go to San Diego for a reason. Everything flowed so beautifully. Literally, we would say, we want to do this, we want this to happen, and everything happened very, very quickly, very, very easily. We said, guys, we need a parking place. We went to lunch, boom, the parking place was right there. We wanted no traffic. The traffic, like, vanished. And it was amazing how everything, just one thing after another, flowed. I really felt like I was on a different plane of reality since probably last Friday, Thursday, Friday. It started, and I really don't think I've come down from there, and I'm really liking it. Now, I've been doing a lot of reading on exactly what's going on, and the winds of change are really here, and it's something that we are being given the opportunity to reinvent ourselves and to recreate what we were by letting go everything that's not working. And I've done, as I said last week, a huge amount of letting go of relationships, of anger, of disappointment, of careers, everything. I've basically let it all go and just surrendered to spirit and said, I know I can trust you because you've always taken me in the right way. And the inspiration and the clarity that I'm getting since the total and complete surrender of my situation, the things that are happening now are simply amazing. And literally my friend Pat, Patricia, and I were just smiling, saying, wow, if this is what life is about and going to be, we're all ready for it. So not everybody is quite to that place. And I've noticed that a lot of the channelings and the things that I'm reading are really saying you need to really literally die. You have to let go of who you were. That's in the old world. That's in the 3D model that doesn't exist anymore. And you made your choice a long time ago, probably before you even got here, that you wanted to be in the fifth dimension or higher, the fourth dimension, whichever. So right now people are really being pressed very hard to clean up their act. And with that, they're also saying, okay, you got a clean slate. What are you going to create? And for me, the one thing that I am finding is I'm surrendering. And when I've decided to reset and reinvent myself, I go within myself and say, okay, inner child, soul, what's the next step? And trusting by what's going inside of me. And it has been amazing that even the littlest things have made a huge difference. Looking at things from a different perspective of what I've been through really has released me to really be what I truly want to be. As I've said many times, I've always wanted to be on radio, and I feel so blessed to have this wonderful audience listen to me every Thursday night. And the other thing is, I know I have a lot of wisdom to teach, and I am revamping my iKnob class, so it will be a self-paced class soon on the web. But it's also available, and you can get more information on angelsintuition.com. There's so many possibilities out there. That's the one thing I'm having a hard time deciding. What do I truly want to do now? And as I said, I ask my inner child, I ask my heart, I go within. That is one way to really understand. But while I was going through this and getting to the point of liberation and freedom, it's not always easy to let go of an old relationship, a job, because sometimes like the relationship is just gone and you don't understand why, or the job, you've been laid off. Or, you know, you're letting go of everything, but you have to understand, if something is being let go of, or you're being told to let go of something, or something's disappearing, understand your hands are being opened up, or the door is being opened up to something much better and much suitable for you. And you just need to go through that door. And it might seem a little scary, but overall, I'm telling you, it's fun. I'm having a good time. And I'm relaxed. I'm actually feeling probably more intense energy from the collective. And I really have to delve into my heart and say, okay, is this me or is this someone else? And really getting clarity because of the mixed emotions I'm having. So I kind of wanted to give some suggestions on how to handle this energy, because it's not always easy. And this eclipse was really a powerful one that a lot of people are just like their heads still spinning. But the Capricorn full moon with the lunar eclipse on Tuesday, 7709, was one that is really giving us the heads up to take care of business, take care of ourselves, to nurture ourselves, to honor the leader within, our integrity, our commitment, our persistence, and our loyalty. It's to reevaluate what is going to really be letting go of, like judgment. And I had a discussion with somebody about judgment, because that's something that we all need to work on. But something that I got from Spirit was, if you're observing something and you see a repeating pattern and you're saying, this person keeps doing this, it's not a judgment, it's an observation. If you see something and you know it's fact, it's not a judgment. Judgment is when your ego gets in there and saying, you know, she looks fat. Well, if she's overweight, she's overweight. And we really shouldn't make a comment as such. But just for an example, if you're observing what somebody is, it's not necessarily a judgment. So a lot of people need to understand what the judgment is. If you're putting a little bit of a spin on it, if you're just saying the simple facts of things, it's not a judgment. It really is an observation. The thing that everybody that I've talked to is a lot of intense energy has been coming up. A lot of emotions, a lot of things that they didn't realize that were still there are coming up. So there's a lot of things you can do to check in with yourself to make sure that the relationship you have with your emotion is not one of chaos or chaotic. It's one that you find you can deal with what you're feeling. And just take a deep breath and just relax. If you do any Tai Chi, that's excellent. If you can do Reiki on yourself, that's wonderful. Grounding, any kind of grounding exercise, yoga. Just taking a walk, looking at a tree, holding a tree. Keep breathing. I have found myself every once in a while, my guides, not as bad as I used to be, but every once in a while they'll say, okay, Jen, you can breathe now. It's okay. So you just take that deep breath and find your balance again. And with that, understand that you, when you're grounding, you're connecting with Mother Earth, and she will stabilize you. She will give you the energy that you need. And she will open up and connect with you so much more power in rejuvenating yourself. So right now, just understand that all your emotions are beautiful, all of them. They are a part of you. They are how you express the energy that is coursing through your body. This is energy that comes from the earth. It's energy that's shared among all of you because we're all part of the collective. We're all one. We're all one beating heart, and we share this together. And I've noticed at times, like I said, if I get a headache, it's like, okay, is this my headache? And for the most part, I can tell you, you know, if you take something for a headache and it's not going away, it's not your headache. So I suggest you drink a little sea salt in a, just a pinch of sea salt and water, and ask for the headache, any energy that's not yours, to get out. And you'll see that headache generally will disappear. Take a sea salt bath, even swimming. Touch a tree and ask the energy to be transformed, transmuted into something else. And it's very interesting how it really makes a difference what is going on with you if you just accept and understand that the energy that's going on is one that you really do need to feel and understand, and don't be afraid. So with all new beginnings, the beginning is going to be kind of rocky. Though I have to admit, once you get over the border, it smooths things out. You find a peace. Am I still clearing some things out? Yeah. There's still relationships. There's still situations that I'm still dealing with. And they're slowly being taken care of. And a lot of it is my own creation. And something that you have to understand, if somebody or something is not going away, and there's some attachment to it, it's because you're still holding on to it some way. And you can cut the cords or go within yourself and say, okay, I have a situation with this person, and I'm sorry that this problem exists. The attachment, what do I need to do to clear this? What exactly is the attachment? And understand what that attachment is, and it will definitely help clear out so much stuff. Something that I have been doing lately, as I'm reading this book called Zero Limit and getting to that zero point, which a lot of people are talking about, is just doing that total and complete surrender. And something that in this book by Joe Vitale, he suggests is Ho'oponopono, which is wonderful. And I've done Ho'oponopono through several years now. I had a friend who lived in Hawaii and knew it, and she taught me a lot about it, and I've done the ritual. But basically what it says is you got to love everything in your life, all the problems, all the situations, and all the people. And if it is for your highest good for this person to be in your life, and you're still healing it and removing the attachments and the space that makes it seem like it's not really good for you, the more you just simply say, I love you. I'm sorry I created this situation, because you truly did create it. Please forgive me for creating this situation. Thank you. Because that's, in essence, what we've all done. Everything that is in our life, we have created. So if you have financial problems, you created it. Somehow, some way, you've created it. If you have a career that's suddenly not doing everything that you want it to do, you've created that situation. The only way to heal it is love yourself. Love the problem. Heal the people within it by taking 100% responsibility for your life and everything in it. And with taking that responsibility, looking at your dark side, really understanding what's the motive behind what you're doing. What fear is this? What is the control aspects of yourself if somebody else is controlling you? Are you playing games with other people? Are they playing games with you? Because if they're playing games with you, in some ways, if you're allowing it, you're playing the game too. And unless you say, I'm not playing this game anymore, they will continue. But just love it. Just give it love and keep saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Because you never know. You might say, I love you to someone. They might be gone the next day because you've healed them enough that they're released from the situation and it can move on. And all they needed to hear was that you love them. I'm not saying that's going to happen a lot, but you never know. It's right now, everything is being reinvented for us. We're on our paths. We know what we want to do. We know what our guidance is telling us. Now's the time to put up or shut up. Spirit is calling our bluffs. If you're truly going to do this, you need to do it. So as you're navigating through all of this and understanding that you're letting go of everything and walking away, and some people are actually moving, some people aren't, but you're definitely here for a reason. You know, you're here with a divine plan, and that's what your soul has got, the information. So the more you connect with your soul, your heart, you'll understand that. And something that I've really also noticed is the more I just embrace the moment, like notice that the breeze is blowing, that the clouds are coming in, that the sun is behind the clouds, the rain, really listen to the rain that's coming down. Or if you have a bead of sweat coming down your face, feel the trail of that sweat going down your face and connect with it. Because the more higher vibration, you're going to feel more. You're going to be more sensitive. And the more you connect to it and get used to it, it's going to make the transition a lot easier. Now, there's going to be a lot of shifts for the next few weeks. I mean, July is really, the summer solstice was the beginning, and we've got three eclipses coming up. We've had one. We have two more. One is on the 21st, and one is on August 6th. Now, the next one on the 21st is in Cancer, and it's all about the home. It's all about foundation. It's rebuilding that, reinventing. So you got a couple weeks to think about what you want your foundation to be based on, what you want your life, your beliefs, to be based on. And this eclipse is going to bring many, many surprises. Do not be surprised if relationships start failing. Somebody leaves you for one reason or another. I'm seeing that financially people are going to be a lot better off with the formulation of the planets. Even though many are in retrograde, it really is becoming a good time for people. Things are shifting as you're shifting, letting go of things that you really don't need, reevaluating. So the manifestation can increase for you. And you can take just a deep breath and sigh and say, yeah, this is good. This is really, really good. So with this said, I've got more I can talk about, but if you got questions or comments on the eclipse and how it's affected you, and if you'd love to call in and talk, I would love to talk to you. The number is 888-815-9149. 9756 or 530-876-3222 is another direct line. So call in, give me your comments and how you've been feeling with the eclipse, with the full moon. What's been going on with you? Have you felt the manifestation happening with you? Have you felt yourself seeing things that needed to be released, reevaluated, popping up? What surprises has Spirit shown you? It really is amazing how things have just, the more I sit still and be still and just think of what is really a best way to do it, it's just amazing what's going on. The best number to call, as BBS Radio Dear Seth is telling me, is 1-888-815-9756 is the best number to call. So if you can call in on that line now and let me know what your take is. And if there's any miracles or miraculous things that have happened to you, I just feel so very comfortable and confident that things are going in the right direction. I am doing a lot of channeling early in the morning. I do my meditations also. I do meditations 3 times a day. And it was interesting on Friday when I got to Palm Springs, I shift some furniture in a kitchen around a little bit and straightened up a little bit. And then I just thought, well, I'm just going to lay down for a few minutes after we got something to eat. And I literally got a download for 5 hours. From about 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock, she came in and says, well, I'm going to sleep now. And I said, okay. And I went, got ready for bed, lay down again, and I was out once again. And literally, it was out of body. I'm not even sure exactly where I went, but I knew I got a lot of information. And it's all bubbling up now by just sitting still and saying, okay, what's next? And all the pieces are really falling into place. Letting go of everything that you've known is very freeing. And I'm being reminded of a friend who actually did this back in 2002. He said, I'm going through a dying process, and I'm shedding everything that isn't working for me, everything that I don't really need. He became very Zen, very Buddhist, very much non-materialistic. He literally just opened his door and said, if you want anything, take it. If you would give a donation for it, great. And he did basically sell everything off and got some money, except for his car and a few odds and ends that meant something to him. I think like his computer. But other than that, he had nothing. He gave up his apartment and said, I'm going to go see my brother in San Diego for a little bit. And he was gone. And I literally did not really hear from him for years. And then I actually met up with him again on Facebook, which is kind of funny. And he's doing well. And now he's in Texas. But it was good to know that he was okay. I didn't understand what he was talking about, the death process. And now that I've gotten to the place where he was, I understand how much he truly is and truly did go through a shedding of a skin like a snake and becoming more and more off the grid. He's very low-key. He's literally kind of hard to find on the web. He's not on Facebook anymore. He really has vanished. And that's something that I'm finding in a lot of these channelings is you're going to have a business, but you're going to do a kind of stealth. Everything's going to be coming to you. So marketing and all that stuff is great. But if you connect to the people, understand what you're taking on. So it's really just understanding what responsibilities you want to have in your life. And we've got Chris on line one. Is this Christina?
Yes. Jennifer, did you read that St. Teresa's prayer that I sent out on Facebook?
Yes, I did.
Was that just totally weird on timing? Because I had no idea what you were going to talk about tonight.
I think it's perfect.
Huh.
It's absolutely perfect.
And I was whoa.
And basically it says, may today there be peace within. May you trust God in it, that you are exactly where he's meant to be.
Yes.
And it's really beautiful. And did you post it? Did you post it so everybody, or did you just...
It's open to everyone. It's very generic. And Mary Jo sent it to me, and I just had to post it. And I've gotten quite a few responses on it, you know, of people that really needed to hear it. I know you've been releasing everything, and I've been listening to you talk. Why is it so painful to release that which does not serve us?
Attachments. We're used to having it. It's a habit.
Okay, and to replace a habit, we have to add a new habit, correct?
Right. But something that I've been doing, if I'm letting go of something, I'm literally saying the affirmation, there is no loss in divine mind. Therefore, if this is not for my highest good, what is for my highest good will be replaced, be replacing it. So it's like spirit will give you what you really need. You just need to trust. They'll tell you what quote-unquote habit you should be having. You just got to be open to what spirit is telling you.
And when you were talking about downloading,
mm-hmm.
is that like, you've heard me talk about how I go into a coma sleep?
Yes, it's very similar.
Is that what that's like, where like you could sleep through a fire alarm or a...
Well, it's very, very interesting when it's like Patricia would be working on a computer and the phone would ring, and I literally would jerk back in my body just to make sure it wasn't my phone, and then as soon as I knew it wasn't, I'd be out again. Or she would sneeze. I literally would come back in my body and say, bless you, and then lay back down and I was gone.
Okay, so it's not really a coma sleep. There's a part of you that's still very much aware of your surroundings.
In many ways, but I mean, I literally got about 11 hours sleep, which is very, very rare for me. You know, I sleep very little. So they really had taken me someplace to do a serious download. A serious realignment is another way of thinking of it. But yes, there are times when I literally feel like I can't move. And it is like a coma.
Yeah. Now, with this moon eclipse, it's over, right? It's gone. Bye-bye.
Well, the energy is usually felt 3 days after as well as 3 days before. So this energy for this really started like on Friday night, Saturday, and it probably will be last until sometime tomorrow.
So it's almost at the end. So if there's anything that anybody needs to release, they still have time, and they can release it now.
Well, they're going to have time. If they're having difficulties, all they have to do is say, Spirit, I'm having a really hard releasing this. Can you help me out? Show me the truth of why I really need to let this go.
What
Trust
if their
me,
brain won't
you'll get it.
What if their brain don't shut up? What if there's just too much chatter?
Spirit will show them somehow in the physical.
Okay, so for a chatterbrain, which I am a chatterbrain, I'm always like, if I had to step inside my brain, I'd have to wear earmuffs or something. You could focus on one, like the number one?
Yeah.
Or would you just say focus on your intent?
You can focus on an intention. What I tend to do if I want to clear a chattering mind is literally I will visualize a piece of chalk and a hand writing down all the chatter on my brain on a blackboard. And then I'll see my hand taking an eraser and erasing all the chatter. So it's perfectly clear. And usually if you've got a black chalkboard, a clear chalkboard, after you wrote all this stuff that's going on in your brain, literally you will be amazed how quiet your brain is. It works really well.
Yeah, it is a challenge for me to quiet my brain. It's so busy all the time.
Try the chalkboard.
It's like a factory. It's like a Keebler cookie tree.
Well, you do get very clear information though, so I don't think it's as cluttered and chatting as you're saying.
Okay.
You got to give yourself more credit.
My little Keebler people are going. They're bowing. Thank you. I just want to let you know that you inspire me. Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you. You inspire me as well. It's always a pleasure and an honor to have you call in and to talk to you anytime.
On Joe Vitale's book, both of them, I have both books.
He's written 28 books.
Oh yeah. It's so easy to, did you convert your Facebook website yet? Like facebook.com/Jennifer or something like that?
Yes.
What is it?
It's just Jennifer Hillman.
Okay, so it's facebook.com Jennifer Hillman?
Yes.
facebook.com/ Jennifer Hillman.
Okay. Yes.
I did mine too, and so all you Facebook people, hurry up and do it because it's free, and, you know, you want that certain thing. So I don't want to keep the line. I got a feeling people do want to call in, and now's a good time to declutter. Spring clean in the summer?
Definitely. Anytime you can declutter. In fact, that's one reason why I went to Palm Springs, was to help a friend declutter, and she literally can breathe much easier now, because it's just like sometimes you get that clutter and you just get that blind eye to it. And it's amazing how you can just turn around and say, okay, I got this power, you know, pile of papers I got to get rid of. And I decluttered when I was doing the really deep releasing. I actually even painted my room because I wanted a fresh place to rest, and I do a lot of meditation back there as well, so I wanted a clean space. So I went through, I even changed furniture around, I changed what dresser was in there, so it's very open, and it's very, you can breathe, and it feels really good, because I got rid of the clutter.
You had no furniture in your room in the beginning with. You had a bed and a dresser.
I have a few other things, but... Not too much.
I see the bed and then the Arcadia window out to the pool.
Right.
So
I truly am becoming less and less materialistic. So I like things simple. And my needs are always really taken care of because, you know, I don't need a lot to make me happy.
Okay. Well,
but that's me.
Thank you. See you on the Facebook, girl.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always good. Give me a call anytime.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. The decluttering is great. And it was very interesting to go into her office, Patricia's office. And Patricia will be on next week. She is very much connected to the Trinity and has some really powerful information about it. And reconnecting to Spirit Source, the Trinity, is all a very good positive move forward for everyone. But I went in and I basically took out about 80% of everything that was in her office that I could physically move and said, okay, only about, you know, 10% of this is going back in, so see what you're going to do with the rest of it. and she literally went through and got rid of most of the stuff that was there, and she's much happier that it has been moved out. And you just, I know I get very comfortable. My office, I could probably go through and declutter my office every other week because I collect so many things. And it's really good to, if you're not using a paper, but you think you'll need it, like a receipt or something, scan it in your computer, save it on a disk, do something, and get rid of the paper. Yeah, or at least file it somewhere that is not piling up and in your way. Cleanliness is, and clearing is just the themes of the day. So, again, if you have a question or a comment like Chris, please feel free. We got about 20 minutes left. And the number is 888-815-9756. And as I said, there is two more eclipses, which is very rare to have more eclipses in this fashion. Usually you get two, and then it moves on. But this time we've got three, and so it's very interesting. The last one actually is Leo and Aquarius, which will be very interesting since the North Node is in Aquarius. So we're going to have the North Node in Aquarius, the Moon's going to be in Aquarius, and the Sun's going to be in Leo. It's going to really make us focus on the individual, us, and how we fit within humanity without losing ourselves, but really still helping everyone or being a part or participating. Again, there's so many repeating themes that I'm getting that this year. Going back to basics is just really, I was thinking about it as I was talking to a friend about the one thing that I'm getting really clear is going back to basics. The basic needs that you need to move forward at this time. So that's part of the decluttering as well. But it's also getting back to source, because that's basically what the base is going back to source, going back to your heart, going back to what's really important, loving everyone. They might irritate you in time, but like I've said, that is a situation that you have created so you can see what the irritation is, so you can heal it and move on. That is a huge, huge understanding that people really need to understand. You know, the more you understand that the emotions are here, they make you human. So it might be a roller coaster, and believe me, it has been for me. Even when things were starting to really manifest for me, the emotions were just beginning to even out, and I just observed my emotions because they didn't really trigger anything. And if they did trigger, I said, all right, I created a situation. What is it representing to me? What within me needed to make a physical manifestation to show me what the irritation was? And it was usually pretty much a repeating theme for me, and I'm sure it's going to be a repeating theme for you, that you're just going to go, okay, thought I dealt with this. Okay, what else do I need to release? What else do I need to take care of? So an easy way, like I said, is finding affirmations. Finding things, or simply just saying, I love you, to you. Look in the mirror and say, I love you. Because each of us are, we're just all so beautiful as individuals and as a community, as humanity. We have so much wonderful things that we can accomplish and do and be, and simply be. So it's all about, what is your passion? What puts that smile on your face every day? And I'm sure a lot of people are saying, well, a new love life would be fine. Because a lot of people are having relationships break up or they haven't had one in a while. And I've noticed in my clients are saying, okay, what is going on with my relationship? And I am reading very definitely in a lot of the channelings that I am looking at that relationships that may have started off a long time ago, there's a possibility of reconnecting with someone from your past that you thought it's just not going to happen. Well, they're basically saying, yeah, it's possible now. You separated, you got rid of the baggage. And as soon as you get rid of the baggage, you're pure, you're simple. And if there's still that connection, if there's still something that you need to be with that person, the clutter, the baggage is the best way to put it, will get out of the way so you guys can be. So I'm really getting a feeling that somebody from the past, somebody that you thought you were supposed to be with, that might have disappeared, might be coming back in a new form or a different form that's much better and high vibe. Because if you're going up to the fourth and fifth dimension, you're not going to want somebody who's holding you down in the third. It'll be very uncomfortable for you. And those are the relationships that, if you're high vibe and the other person is just not willing to go there, or, you know, in some way, shape, or form, they've choosing and have chosen not to go there, it's time to let them go. But also understand sometimes letting go is exactly what they need to give them the push to do what they need to do, to push them up forward to the fourth and fifth dimension. And it does mean they could still be with you. But because of the closeness and the situation, you're actually blocking because there's no room to breathe. So if you let go, you're giving that breathing room, that space, that open door. So they have a better chance of walking through it and finding peace with themselves and dealing with what they need and have been hesitating about and just avoiding. And I'm finding it a lot more in men than women, that they really just don't want to do those emotion things, that the feeling thing just ain't it, especially if they're a sensitive male, because it can be overwhelming. There's a lot of masculine energy that's very powerful and overwhelming, and there's a lot of anger out there. Anger is another form of passion. If you change the perspective of that passion and direct it in the direction you truly want this to go, it can heal and move you forward, not hold you back. It's all perspective of how you do it. So, if you have a comment or something, we've got about 10 minutes left. Please give me a call, 888-815-9756. It is a wonderfully bizarre time right now. I'm actually really loving things a lot more. A lot of things are still in a holding pattern for me, but I know things are being done in the background and shifting and moving and shaking. I just need to take care of what's right in front of me at this moment, and everything's okay. So there's no need to panic. I did want to mention, if you have some issues, the shadows that you do want to really get a deeper understanding and you're having trouble doing it on your own, please contact me. I do have a class. You can check it on my website, angelsintuition.com. And then there is more of an explanation of it on findinginnerstrength.org. If you go to the class preview, it talks about INOB, and that's the individual notion of being. And it literally is a way of figuring out what you're choosing, why you're choosing it, and how it can best help you out and really be the best thing for you. Because even if you have shadow aspects, like I said, if you redirect that passion in a more helpful and healthy way, it truly can be beautiful, and you can love your shadow, and you need to embrace it. That is a huge, huge part of this. Because once you embrace it, you can let it go because it's going to fade away. But you have to not deny that that aspect of you is in you. It's part of the decluttering, in a sense. So, for example, for me, a little story about iNov and how it came about. I actually was in a relationship, and it ended. And I asked Bridget, okay, what's my part of this? And they said, you're an iNov. And I said, okay. Please explain, as I'm laughing. And they said, you're an insecure, nagging, obsessive bitch. And at the time, it really fit me. I was very insecure about the relationship, about my situation overall. I would nag him because he wasn't reassuring me on the relationship and what was going on. And then I became very obsessed with the situation. So it really helped me to say it that way because I figured out where my weak points are. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine, Jen. How are you?
Just fine. And who am I talking with?
Her name is Patricia.
Hey, Patricia. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I just thought I should call in just to
say, hey, seeing how you're going to be on next week, I've been talking about you. Were your ears burning?
I know. I heard part of it. Cool.
So, how are you feeling the energy?
The last weekend.
How has it affected you, or what are you seeing and observing?
So many transformations have happened in the last week that it's really hard to even put a voice to it. And my body was hurting from that experience as well. But it's been an absolutely fabulous time of seeing things more clearly. It's been really wonderful.
And we had a lot of fun seeing things just instantly manifest as well.
We did. We thought it, and it was there. It was really the coolest thing to play.
Yes, and we get to play more and more.
Anyway, it was great fun. I just wanted to affirm what a great time was had.
Good. Good. And this is Patricia Smith, and she will be on next week talking about the Trinity. She's also an intuitive, and she will be doing readings, and she does wonderful readings. Her website is chocolateforbeing.com, and she's got tons and tons of information on this. This woman is a wealth of information, and so it's really a blessing to have her on next week and talking to her about the Trinity. She's had quite the adventure with that, and she has written an ebook, and it's going to be available on her website soon, if it isn't already.
It isn't yet, but it will be.
It will be soon. So check that out and check out her website. She does have a lot of information. So it's always wonderful to talk to you, and do you have any other comments you want to make?
No, just be present is the real thing that we all have to be, because there is no other option.
Right.
So
be in that very moment at all times.
All true. Well, I will let other callers call in, because I have no questions for you.
All righty. Well, we'll be talking to you next week.
Take care.
You too. There is so many things that are going on. And with the transition, there is a lot of times that things get stuck. And you might feel it with aches and pains. But you might also have that realization of something, is just like so overwhelming that you're sore from it. And it's just all releasing. It might take a little bit, but it's all going to clear up. It's just a lot of what this is all about is acknowledging where you were and what you're letting go of. And once you let go of it and say, I love you, I'm sorry I presented this situation as I did, please forgive me, and thank you for the experience, is a huge shift that can happen for you in many, many ways. I just feel so much lighter. And it's, I mean, it started with the last full moon in June. It just really, and the process has been like a sweeping wind of change, and it's been just pointing me always in the right direction. Once I sit back and just say, okay, what's next? So with that, you got to understand that some of the things that real quick that you are letting go of is the ego, the profit for growth at the expense of others, karmic relationships, karmic jobs, careers, lack of consciousness is huge. Any kind of addiction to drama, huge. You're going to let it go. That is the third generation, the 3D, third dimension. You're moving away. The I win, you lose. That's gone. That's getting out of your life. So if those things that are sticking with you, understand they're holding you back from having this beautiful experience of instant manifestation, having your dreams present themselves with such ease. As you move into the fourth and fifth, you're going to have the right relationship. Your twin flame, your soulmate, your divine selection is going to be right there for you. Prosperity, living right and having the right relationship, having health, well-being, vitality. You're going to have I win, you win attitudes. You're going to know the truth, the beauty. You're going to have freedom and love, cooperation and compassion, and respect for all people and their choice in worshiping or doing as they will with the Creator. You're going to have all of those options. And I look at my clock, and it's already time to go. So again, there's information on my website, angelsintuition.com. Check it out. And with each breath of air, this is Jennifer Hillman saying, I hope you gain some new insights and inspirations. Until next time, many blessings and good night.